Today's daf is Pesachim Kuf Tezayin. Let's talk about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which has really been throughout the parak, but especially on today's daf, where we have Rabbi Gamliel, who tells us what one of the minimum aspects of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Rabbi Gamliel tells us in the Mishnah, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu BePesach. Those who do not say these three things on Pesach. You don't say Pesach Matzamar, Lo Yatzi Dechavasa. One does not yotzei their chiv of what? Not yotzei their chiv of what? So the Ran in Sukkah Daf Gimel says Pesach Matzamar. Not yotzei those. But the Rambam seems to say that it's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah that you wouldn't be yotzei. Right, again, discussion in the Rishonim, which of the mitzvahs. The Pasha says Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as is discussed also on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Kufta is Amud Aleph, that the halacha is, as the Mishnah says, Maslo Begnus, Umisayim Bishrach. We have to start off the story with the lowly state that we were in, both physical and spiritual. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and Misayim Bishvach, and then lead up to the pinnacle of the story. My Bignus, just to read it, Rav Amar Mitchilo Avodas Gilulim Hayu Avusenu, Ushmuel Amar Avadim Hayinu, the physical and the spiritual related to our Gnus. So let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which comes up only one time a year on the night of the Seder. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin, beginning of Perek Zayin, Mitzvahs Asei Shel Torah. It's a mitzvah daraisa l'saper benisim v'nifla'os shenasal avaseda b'Mitzrayim, to talk all about, l'saper, to tell over at length, all the miracles and the wonders that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha asar benisan. The one that happened to them on L'Chamisha Asar V'Nisan. Not just that the mitzvah is L'Chamisha Asar V'Nisan, but specifically the events of that night. Meaning not so much about Kriyas Yamsuf, not so much about Maimon Har Sinai. Right? It's a bit about those events that happened that night. Shenemar, Zachar Aseyom Azeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, remember this day. Zachar Aseyom Azeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. Remember this day that you went out of Egypt. That is the source, the Rambam tells us, for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, we'll see there is a discussion, but that is in Perek Yud Gimel, in Parshas Bo, in Pasuk Chaf, all the way at the end of, let me just find it, Perek, here it is. Sorry, here it is. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomar Moshe, right at the beginning of Kaddish Li. Vayomar Moshe Alam Zacharas Yom Azeh Sheisasim Yisem Yisavadim Kibachos Akeros Yisay Hashem Yisem Lo Yechal Chametz. Remember the day. Remember the day. That is the source for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Rambam. If you look in, and the Rambam has a famous comparison, Kamosh Nemar. Remember the day that he left Mitzrayim, just like it says Zacharas Yom Hashabbos Lekadsho. Just like you remember Zachiras Shabbos. So we'll have to get back to that. How do you know this day, this mitzvah, this pasuk is talking about Dafka, the night of the 15th? After all, it just says remember. It says remember the day. It doesn't say when you're supposed to do that. Tamalomar vihigadata levincha bayomahu lemar. You should tell your son on that day, bayomahu lemar ba'averzeh, b'sar sheishmatzu maru munacha lefanecha. Because of this, you're pointing to something. So you have matzah and mara there. When do you have matzah and mara there? Dafka the night of the Seder. And that's how you know, vihigadata levincha tells us that the zachar, sayomazeh, is referring to the night of the Seder. V'yavu b'shein lo ben, afilu chachamim gedolim, chayevim l'sabar b'tiz mitzrayim, chalamarach b'dvarim v'shi'iru v'shahayu, harei zeh meshubah. That is the sheet of the Rambam. So he uses Zachar and Vigata Levincha. Vigata Levincha is used to teach me when, but Zachar, Siyam Azeh, is the real source. The Sefer HaChinuch just uses the Pasuk of Vigata Levincha in his mitzvah of Sipur and mitzvah Chaf Aleph. The Chinuch tells us, L'saper b'inyin yitzias b'tzrayim b'lal chamisha asa b'isot kol echad kivitzachas l'shono. According to everyone, according to how they can do it, ula halel ula shabeach Hashem yisbarach al kol hanisim sha'asa lanu. And to praise and to thank Hashem on all the nisim that he did for us, shene'emar v'igalta levincha. And Chazal say, it's only at this moment when you're eating matzah, anybody, right? Dafka says b'son, but it's not only limited to the son. V'inyan ha-mitzvah, she-yizkar anisim v'ho-inyonim, she-iru l'avaseinu b'yitzias Mitzrayim, v'ech lakach ha-kel yisbarach nekvaseinu mehen, how he took us out, how he revenged our servitude, v'afilu b'ino l'vein atzmo, im ein sham achirim, chayev l'hotzi ha-dvarim b'fiv. One has to verbalize. One has to enunciate. Say the words. Kedei she yisorer libo bedavar, ki bedibur yisorer halev. So that you're affected by it. We're affected when we talk, when we say things. If you look in the Maharal, in the beginning of Gevuras Hashem in Perek Beis, he discusses these sources. He has on a couple of others. That's number one in terms of the source. Number one. Number two. There is a big discussion in terms of the relationship between this mitzvah and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah every day and night of our life to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur is a mitzvah that only comes up once a year on the night of the Seder. So already the Menachas Chinuch discusses what is the relationship between Sipur and Zechira. And the Chinuch Menachas notes the Rambam does not count Zechira. I think we had an alum this year about that back in Maseches Brachas. But v'hinei l'chor et tzorach hinei l'Rambam asked the Menachas Chinuch to mona mitzvah l'saper b'lal tezvav. Mal mal yusa delel ze mikol halelos. What's different about this night? He counts Sipur, but you know why is it different? Ask the Minchas Chinuch than Zechira. And don't suggest that usually, what's the difference between Zechira and Sipur? Zechira, just you have to think about it. And you don't have to verbalize it. Dichsiv tizkar, the kan ksiv vihigadata, tsarech hagada bepeh, ze'eno. That's not a chiluk. Why? Because I ain't shagas aryeh regarding Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you're not yotzi behirur. So don't tell me hirur versus dibur, because zachar always means to say it anyway. Velomar de bechol yom daibas, kars Yetzias Mitzrayim lechud below Sipur. The kan tsarech Sipur hanisim neflo shasi manu Hashem Yisbarach, kinira meharam bambar machaber. You're right, we do emphasize, but who says, just to mentioning, you wouldn't be Yotze? Who says that you wouldn't be Yotze with that? So, he wonders. He says, maybe the difference is, Efshar Lomar, whether you have to involve others. That's the Menachas Chinuch's Maskana. Right, to Tamid Amitzvah Azgir Bifnei Atzmo. Right, you say Shema to yourself, the third part of Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Melkech Mishar Otzei Siyeschem. We say that to ourselves. So that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah laskim b'fnei atzmo, v'lo la'agid l'beno. The kind of mitzvah l'saper l'beno. Avalam ein imo acher, ha-mitzvah laskim b'atzmo shavet l'shar leilos. If there is nobody else, then there's no difference between Zechira and Sipur. Ah, kivon de'ikr ha-mitzvah ha-muchudeshes l'saper la'acher. Since the ikr mitzvah to tell others, im came, se'es the Rav, es the Minchas Chinuch, lam hevi ha-ramam pasuk de the zachar, typically the chayev, kumo b'chol ha-leilos, lam antizkar. Right, he should quote the pasuk of he gathered up. Okay, that's his discussion back and forth. Reb Chaim is the one that's quoted as really bringing this to the fore, depending where you, which sefer you look in, they quote from. Reb Chaim says there are three differences between Zechira and Sipur. But what are those three differences? That's not always so clear, right? Because not every sefer quotes Reb Chaim in the same way. If you look in the Emek Bracha, Reb Parmanshik, in his discussion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is on page Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin, so he quotes that he heard from Reb Chaim that the following three differences. Number one, Chada, the Zechira ain't Sorach El Haskel La'atzma, like the Minchas Chinuch says. Right, Zechira, you only have to say to yourself, Aval Sipur Hu L'Saper La'acher, Derech She'ela V'tshuva. He has on another difference as included in the personal versus someone else, question answer versus statement. Right, Sipur is question answer. Vayikish Ol Chavincha, Vigadot Levincha, Haben Shoel Manishtana, Haav Meshiv Avadim Ayinu. Vyafilo Hayel Avado Shoel La'atzmo Manishtana, Derech Sipur La'acher. Even if you're saying it to yourself, it has to be in question and answer form. So, difference number one, question answer versus statement, but question answer assumes someone else usually. Vyod Chiluk, Shebezachira Ein Sorach El Haskir Hayitzia Bibisraim Lavada. Just focus on the event of the Yitzia. Aval Besipur, Tzorch Lesaper, Kol Hahishtal Shalaos. You have to go through the whole process. The maskil beginus, not just say the end. You have to say the roots. Number two, the onitose b'mitzvah sipur, and also l'saper ta'amei ha-mitzvah shalos alayla. You have to say not just the event, you have to go through the mitzvahs and the ta'amei ha-mitzvahs, like we have on today's daf. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, koshlo amar gimel dvar me'ilu b'pesach lo yasid yechavaso, pesach matzah ma'or al-shuma. Because the ikra mitzvah shal sibur yitzit b'tzayim. That's an ikra mitzvah of sipur. And then he quotes the Rambam that we read before, but he just adds, continue reading the Rambam. Halacha Beis, Mitzvah Odiyah Labanim, Shneamar V'Yigalta Levincha, and Manishtana, and Vitzarach L'Haschla B'Gnus L'Sayim B'Shvach, and going through all the way in Halacha Hey, Hakob Shel Omar Gimel Dram B'Pesach, Lo'ayte Chavaso, is clearly he's talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's all part of Sipur. L'fizeh, Shebal Ha'agada, Sherotza Gamkin, Levar Lanu Ikra Mitzvah, V'Chilukim Sheba, Hikti Mitzvah V'Mishnah, Sherob Lazar Ben Azariah. That's where we have Rab Lazar Ben Azariah at the beginning of the Seder, towards the beginning of Magid, to contrast Zechira versus Sipur. But that's the Emek Bracha's Chilukim, statement versus questions, the event versus the whole process, the event versus Tamei HaMitzvahs as well. If you look in Rav Soloveitchik in the Siach HaGrid, he adds short versus long, right? Do you have to just mention it or to spend a lot of time discussing it, right? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is on page Lamed Zayin in his Haggadah, Lomar Biktsara, Sheyatzanu Mitzrayim, Vilu Mitzvah Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'Sabar Barucha, Eskol Anisim, She'ir Alav Aseinu B'Mitzrayim. And then this number two he mentions is the same yourself versus others, but number three has another difference. Mitzvah Zechir Sisiyas Mitzrayim, Mitzvasi L'Kabal Olav Malchus Shamayim, Ayidezeh Shemazki Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Yisiyas Mitzrayim isn't an end in itself. After all, Zechira, the Rambam, has been pointed out, the Rambam does not count Zechira as one of the 613. Reb Chaim proved that it's really part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. This is his approach. Because the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma? Against other Rishonim. The Rambam says first Pasuk. Rashi says first Parsha. Rashi beginning of Shas. Tosa says first two Parshias. The Rambam says all three Parshias are part of Kriyashma. So the third Parsha is really Zechira Sisiyas Mitzrayim. What does he mean it's part of Kriyashma? It's part of Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. So Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim must lead to and be part of Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. Vavi chelek mi mitzvahs Kriyashma. Vilo mitzvah Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim mi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. L'saper b'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? It's a separate din. The Rav also says, mentions just the event and also halacha. You have to mention, right, like the Tosefta, right? Hilchas Pesach, that's also part of the event, which is similar to the Tamei HaMitzvahs of the Emek Bracha. So you have Zechira versus Sipur. Rav Soloveitchik also mentions, this is quoted in the Rav Soloveitchik book on Pesach, Sfiras Omer, and Shavuos, by Rabbi Shapiro, where he quotes a beautiful thought on page 31, the relationship between Zechira and Sipur. And the fact that we have both affects each other. If we do it once in an intense way, so then the rest of the year we can mention it a little bit, and if we mention it a little bit every day, then we can just have intensely one day. There is a reciprocal, mutually reinforcing relationship between the daily mitzvah of Zechira and the once a year mitzvah of Sipur. As Rabbi Twersky, the Rav son-in-law and devoted disciple, formulated it, the daily Zechira provides a substratum and a context which gives greater meaning to the annual performance of Sipur. On the other hand, the cursory mention that satisfies the halachic requirement for Zechira would become stale and hollow without the periodic infusion of the detailed and passionate narrative required on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Meaning each one works off each other, right? And that's also, he quotes on the bottom, he quotes a fundo, there are two other models and analogies that we have, right? We have the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, V'samachta B'chagecha, to the relationship between a formal periodic mitzvah, V'samachta B'chagecha, to the ongoing expectation that a Jew will live each day with a sense of simcha, which derives generally from our abiding awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam's imminence in our lives, and specifically from the simcha shel mitzvah, which we should experience regularly. It would be unrealistic to reach for a state of v'samachta l'fnei Hashem on Yantif if we did not have the continuous substratum of Simcha. Conversely, the intense focus experience of Simchas Yantif enriches our year-round state of Simcha. So Simcha in life, and he also talks about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, one time a year we have a chiyuv to intensely feel it, even though or throughout the year, Zeichel HaMikdash, it is on our mind. Rav Asher Weiss gives the mashal of when you get a new phone, you have to put in the numbers into your phone. So once, you have to put in the numbers in detail. And then after that, you just press speed dial, and then it goes. It says, once a year, we have to put in the numbers again. Once a year, we have to be in the detail. And as long as we do that, for the rest of the year, we can just press speed dial, so to speak, and mention it, and it can connect back to that event. Okay, that's the relationship to Zechira. What about a bracha? A big discussion in the Rishonim already, and the Achronim. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Me'iri has one day. If you ever want to find a day like this, it's probably in the Me'iri. The Me'iri, the last line in his commentary on the first parak of brachas, so he quotes that there are those that say a bracha. There are those that say a bracha. Yesh chokim u'mevarchim. There are those that say a bracha on the mitzvah of Sibri Tzid Mitzrayim. That is not our general practice. The Abu Dram says, maybe a yotze with the mitzvah of Kiddush, right? In Kiddush, you say Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, so maybe that's what you're Yotze with. The Abu Dram there quotes the Rashba that says maybe there's no shir, ein kitzva, and by sar mitzvahs, that's one of the rules of brachos. If there is no shir, then one would not make a bracha on the mitzvah. The Shibali Halakhet suggests in Simin Reish Yud Ches that we do make a bracha. It's Asher Galanu. Asher Galanu at the end of Magid, that's the bracha of CBT is Mitzrayim. We've noted a beautiful comment of the Chassam Sofer about that Shibali Halakhet, and that is, if that's really a bracha on Magid, so why don't we make a bracha at the beginning of Magid, over Lasi Yasan, right? Why do we make a bracha only at the end? Only at the end. So the Chassam Sofer says, even the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, who argues on the Arz Arua, that you cannot make a bracha La'achar Asi Yasan, agrees by one exception. There's one case where even the Rambam says you can make a bracha La'achar Asi Yasan, and that is by Tevilas Ger. By Tevilas Ger, we say, Ein Breira. He's not Jewish beforehand, and therefore he can't make the bracha beforehand, so he makes the bracha afterwards. Says the Chassam Sofer, Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim as well. Chayv Adam Liros as Atzmo, Kilu Yatsim Mitzrayim. Before we left, so we were not Jewish. Right before we left, that we didn't have the status yet. Only once we come out of the mikvah, only once HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, then do we say the bracha of Asher Galanu, because that's what the mitzvah is all. That's what the mitzvah is all about. That is a third idea. Again, maybe we do say a bracha. Maybe we go through the kiddush. Maybe no kitzva. Maybe there's no amount. Maybe there is a bracha. We say it afterwards. If you look in the Nesivis, we've quoted this often in the past. The Nesivis on the first page of the Sagada, the Ma'aseh Nisim, right? He discusses why there is no bracha on Sefer, and he says, already the roots of this are in the Rishonim. I saw that the Me'iri, right before that line that we read before, the Me'iri also says, in the context of Kriyashma. But why don't we make a bracha? So it says the Nesivis that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that either itself is a bracha or is done in the context of brachas. So we don't make a bracha on benching, right, before we bench, because benching is a bracha. And therefore you don't make a bracha on a bracha. We don't make a bracha on tefillah. We don't make a bracha on any other mitzvah that one could think of. Kriyashma, that's the context of the Me'iri, because the Kriyashma is already done in the context of brachas. Eini roa, this is the Me'iri. Eini roa makam l'she'en l'zu. Shari Kriyashma niskana la brachas, sharoi lam liftar brachazu. V'yitzias Mitzrayim b'tfila harehen brachas gemuros ba'atzman. Sounds like he's saying exactly what the Nesivah says. That's why whenever you do a mitzvah in the context of brachas, you don't make a separate bracha. The Chazal did not institute a separate bracha of the mitzvah, and that's what Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim is, and that's what benching is, and that's what tefillah, and that's what maybe Zechira Samalik is. It's another context of Aliyos. So that's the Ma'aseh Nisim. Not everybody agrees. So Shlomo Kluger in his Agada is not so convinced of this in all cases, but that is another idea. A final idea, the Chida writes in his Agada, in the Simchas HaRegel, that Sipur is supposed to be a declaration of Shevach and Hoda'ah, and there's no way that you won't do that Lishma. If the mitzvah is all about talking about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the whole point of a bracha is to create the Lishma. But if the whole mitzvah is Lishma, so therefore you don't need a separate bracha. So, right, see the Ritva in Pesachim and Lev Zayin talks about this concept of Lishma by a bracha, and also the Abu Dram says the same idea. A similar idea, I should say, that we draw by Kriyashma, right? He says, Bracha is Kabbalah Malcha Shamayim. Kriyashma itself, that's the whole mitzvah of Kriyashma. So you don't need a bracha for the mitzvah of Kriyashma because it itself is Kabbalah Malcha Shamayim. Okay. Good. Matzah. There is an interesting, the relationship between Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim and Matzah. It actually comes up on today's daf on Kufta Zayin Mabez here, where he talks about whether matzah is banas ez daraisa and asuma is chayiv and matzah related to the sipur as well. But if you look in the tour in Tafayin Gimel says, since one of the days of matzah, of lechem oni, is lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe, as we had on the end of Kuftezvav Amabez, so therefore, you need to have the matzah there uncovered throughout Magid, because that's what you're talking about, the matzah. Says the tour here in Tafayin Gimel, Umachzer Ka'ara Shabaha Matzos, Kadesha Tielafanov, Kishomer Ha'agada. Right, we should make sure, even though we take the Gemara already says you take away the table in order that the kids should ask, you have to bring it back before you start Magid. So you say the Hagada on it. Kidda Amrinan Lechem Oni, Sha'onin Alav Dvarim, Vigamsha Tielafanov, Kishomer Matzazu, Maror Zu. That is the tour, so we should have it there. Should have it there. That's the Alav. And even in an extreme, beautiful parallel, Rav Sternbach quotes from the Briska Rav, just like there's a concept of Kiddush al Hakos, so too there's a concept of Magid al Matzis. Right, just like Kiddush, you know, you have to have the Kos there for Kiddush, so too you have to have the Matzis there for Magid. He says, this is in Moadim Uzman, and Rav Sternbach quotes it in Simen, Chela Gimel, Simen Reish Nun Dalid. Shezeu me ikar chovas hagada, lomar hagada ala pas. Kosheb sheomer kiddush ala yayin, kach mitzvah lomar hagada ala pas, dahainu matzos. And he quotes, that's lechem oni, lechem sheonin alav dvarim harbe. Rav Sternbach adds to that, he says, I think the real lechem oni is the broken piece. So even though most of us has three matzos and we break the middle one, the broken one should be the one that's visible to, as we say Magid, because that's the one that's the Lechem Oni. He says, I didn't see other poskim have this Kepeda, but I think it is a proper Kepeda. Royal Legalos, B'shaz Amir Sagada, HaPrusa, Sheikar Mitzvah Matza Badafka, V'yosem Adi Chavaso, Uba Ikar HaMitzvah, Lanos Ladram Harbe, Lomar Alav, Ha Ha Gada. That is Rav Sternbach. If you look in the Rambam, though, the Rambam seems to say, the Bach points this out, the Rambam seems to say that you bring back the matzah only later. You bring back the matzah before you say Pesach Matzah Marer, so he assumes that a love just means about it, not literally that you need it there. Right? So the Bach points out on this tour. Emachzir nel kshomer matzazum ediber rabbeinu atzmo yerushal nismach ha'raizu lagamrei v'chulu. Here it is. Hachi birusho al inyan halachem onin dvarim harbe. Sheker agadahu binyan ha'matzahs mitzvah. Sheromez lecheiros. So that's Ha'ara. There's also a big discussion about what the connection is to Shabbos, the Rambam's comparison. The Maharal says they both have to be done b'tchilas hazman. Others say they both have to be b'peh. You both have to get ready for it beforehand. But that's a big discussion, not for now. But it is fascinating that comparison the Rambam has to the mitzvah of Kiddush. We'll stop here.